Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Let's get to the hotline. Joining me on the phone is the banana from the Masked Singer, Poison Singer, Brett Michaels. How are you, Brett?
I am doing awesome, Mario. How are you and your family? I hope you are safe and healthy, first and foremost.
I'm well, and thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it. Wanted to talk to you about your experience on the show. It looked a lot of fun. Love the costume. Did you embrace the banana?
Yes, I embraced the banana. Had the best time ever. Honestly, I had a great time on the show and was just trying to do my best to throw people off. Now, the socials were saying 99 to 1 it was me, so I was working hard to make sure they didn't know. But when I walked out there and saw Sharon, I knew, uh-oh, I am in trouble.
Well, your songs had big range, too. Commodores to Bob Dylan. You have pretty diverse music tastes?
Yeah, for me, music, I love all kind of music, all kind. Listen to everything. But I knew going in there, I started out with Elvis Presley. I figured I'm going to stick to the classics, throw them off with a low vocal range, and then I hit them with the little Billy Ray, Achy Breaky Heart. And then Lean On Me was my, before my dad had passed last August 4th, and we were like best buds, and Lean On Me was one of our favorite songs, so I hit him with that, and then a little Sweet Home Alabama, and then brought it all the way around on the anniversary. Oddly enough, of my brain hemorrhage was exactly on West Coast feed. I was singing Knocking on Heaven's Door on the 10th anniversary of surviving my subarachnoid brain hemorrhage. How crazy is that?
Wow, what a surreal moment right there. Unbelievable.
It was. It was as surreal as it gets. They were literally, as I was singing Knocking on Heaven's Door on the West Coast time and playing the piano, is when 10 years earlier, they were literally operating on my brain.
Well, and how are you feeling now?
I feel great. I feel first of all grateful to be on the good side of the dirt, talking to you, becoming a human bandana banana. All that was awesome, and to celebrate it. My diabetes is at the moment. I'm feeling in good shape.
That's good.
Considering that the world and everyone we're all in this together, going through the staying alive, healthy, and mentally well and physically well during the coronavirus.
And obviously, it's got to throw a monkey wrench into the touring. Are you going to have more? Are you going to take more precautions when you are able to return to the road, or have you even thought about that?
No doubt, no doubt. Here's the thing: I'm 1,000% person. I'm a handshake, a hugger, a how you doing mm-hmm. kind of person. And I want to be able to do that 1,000%. But I think the first thing before we go out and do the stadium tour, before we continue in the arenas with the solo tour, what we're going to have to do is just really make sure that for the fans' sake, the band's sake, the crew, for everybody, make sure that everybody realizes that we've taken every precaution we can to keep everyone in good health.
Yeah, good for you, man. Good. Well, you obviously are going to have a lot to talk about with your new book, Bret Michaels' Auto Scrapography. Great title. I take it's a little different than a normal book?
It is, for sure. I went out of my way with the Auto Scrapography to keep it relevant, to keep the stories as real as it gets. I handwrote every one of these stories. They're as true as it gets, and it comes in many volumes. So it starts volume one, May 12th. The pre-order's up now. You can get it hard copy. You can get it ebook. And then eventually, what I thought was pretty creative is I did an entire audiovisual read of the book, and then all the images, both still and moving, come in through every chapter. And it's really, this book is a deep dive. It's heartfelt. There's a lot of self-deprecation and humor to it, but also the real true stories and stuff that people, well and far beyond the music, but what from childhood to right here talking with you and the Masked Singers in this thing, talking about that, even as recent as talking about what I'm going through, being a diabetic in a high-risk category going through the coronavirus.
Can I just say, I'm really impressed that this interview has made the book and it hadn't even happened yet.
Yes. It's all in it. That's how relevant a new technology is.
That is impressive. That makes me want to read it right there. By the way, the title is Bret Michaels' Auto Scrapography. Comes out May 12th. Bret, great to hear your voice, man. Thank you so much for calling in. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll see you in person soon.
Yeah, thank you for your time, and great to hear your voice, you and your family, friends, everybody. Stay safe, and I hope to see you very soon.
Okay, take care, Bret.
Thank you. You too.
On with Mario Lopez.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.